For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing great. I pray your week has been going smoothly. You've been looking to God for His wisdom. That's what we're talking about all week. His wisdom to rule the affairs of your life. His wisdom when you just don't know what to do. God knows what to do. You realize that? You ever do that? You stop and go, you know what? I don't have to rule the world. God's already done it. I don't have to run the universe. God's very capable. I need His wisdom just to handle mine, right? Come on. And he wants to make it available. And I was leaving yesterday's broadcast with this powerful prayer, mercy, that Paul prayed out of Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. We've not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you would be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects. I love this next line. Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Boy, at the end of you're writing all your little cards to people, happy birthday and happy graduation. What a great thing to pray or write into someone's card. Colossians 1, 9 through 12. That they would bear fruit in every good work and that they would increase in the knowledge of God. That they would have spiritual wisdom. What a great prayer to pray for someone. You know, my brother, one of the greatest ways that I find, in addition to asking God for wisdom, is to walk with Him. I'm not kidding you. And talk with Him. The vine and the branch. That as I'm continually hooked up to the vine, I find His wisdom starts to flow. I'm the branch. He's the vine. His wisdom starts to flow to me. His thoughts become my thoughts. As time goes on, I'm starting to realize that I'm making a decision the way God would do. That wisdom that I've been seeking, before I know it, it's like, oh my gosh, it comes to me more quickly. Why? I'm hooked up to the vine. You know, you really are equipped with everything you're ever going to need in life, my friend. But you got to stay hooked up to the vine. You've got to stay in tune with God. Get alone with Him today. Talk with Him. Get some scriptures under your belt that pertain to your situation. Don't waste your trials. Use them. Go to God with them. Find out what He says. I found this great quote from Matthew Henry. Instead of censoring God under our trials, let us open our ears and our hearts to hear what He will say to us. So isn't that true? Instead of like when a trial hits and you censor God, like can't commend God to this trial. Mercy. Why don't we open our ears and our hearts to say, God, what would you say to us for this? It's the best thing to do. Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:8, constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ the Messiah as risen from the dead. He rose. He's got it. 2 Timothy 3:14, continue to hold to the things that you've learned. That's wisdom right there as well. Instead of censoring God under our trials, like Matthew Henry says, let's open our ears and hearts. Let's hear what He'll say to us. More tomorrow on Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.